Good morning. I'm going to talk about decision making this morning. I'm going to talk and just chat generally about sometimes how hard it is to make a decision and what we can do about it, if anything. You know, we get stuck in positions, we get stuck in concepts of thoughts that go round and round and round. I remember a long time ago, I used to say that I would always buy a house in southern Spain, and I would move there in the winter, but I was going to wait until my aunt passed over. Well, my aunt passed over, and I'm still here. I still haven't bought that space in Spain. I'm not sure why. Well, certainly money is one of the reasons, but it's not the reason. As you know, if you really want to do something, you can always do it. I don't know what it is. I'm just dragging my heels on that one, sitting on the fence, as it were. And we do the same about jobs and relationships and situations. Should I get a dog? Should I not get a dog? Should I marry this person? Should I not? And it was interesting because a while ago, Accenture released the results of a survey of more than 3,400 professionals in 29 countries, showing that fewer than half of all of them were satisfied with their current job or life situation. So 50% were unhappy with where they were in life. And I remember being at a workshop or giving a workshop quite a while ago and talking about comfort in life and decisions that we make and being in the fishbowl. And one of my attendees asked and said that they worked in a cubicle in a technology firm and they're very unhappy. And they weren't sure if it was them and their own perception of themselves or if it was their job. So do they need to change themselves or change the job? So when I said to the rest of the group, I think there were 36 in the group, and I said, what do you think? The answers ranged all over the place, everything from stay at your job and explore another one, find another job, to if you're really miserable, find another job quickly and quit, or just leave and find out what you really want to do. It was literally all over the place. And then they all looked at me and said, so what do you think? And my perspective has always been a bit different. I said, it really doesn't matter. And they all went, huh? It doesn't matter. Because really, with the right mindset, any decision is the right decision. If you sincerely believe that you've got the right decision and the path you're on is the right one, then it is. Quitting your job doesn't change things. You can switch your job, your girlfriend, your husband. You can switch countries. You can switch anything you like. But without the right attitude, it won't make a bit of difference. Or you can just change your attitude and find new opportunities in staying where you are today without ever changing. And we often fail to make progress in life and in business because we postpone action till we feel we've got the right answer, exactly what we're supposed to be doing. We research all the facts, we look at all the angles, we look at every detail. But this hunt for the right answer has us sitting on the fence in limbo, sometimes forever. Instead of answers, I think what we need are decisions. And did you know there's a name for it, the fear of making decisions? It's called decidophobia. No, I didn't make it up. It was coined by a prof at Princeton University in his book, Without Guilt and Justice. Decidophobia. So now you know what you can call it. It's truly human nature to avoid putting ourselves into situations that we feel are risky, whether they're uncomfortable or scary, or we may be wrong. Goodness, we hate being wrong. So we often decide not to decide, and many relate to decisions as having this right or wrong with the set of risks and reward, but we know that everything has a price. We have a price whether we stay or whether we go. We believe that if we are avoiding or minimizing pain and the risk by staying where we are, well, that's not quite true. That's not quite true at all. Quite often, indecision is a no man's land with no direction, no progress, and considerably more angst. We drive ourselves crazy. What should I do? What should I do? And without decision, there's no commitment. You haven't given your all. You haven't given your focus. If you stay at a job and don't commit to it, there's no way that you're going to be dissatisfied because you're always looking elsewhere. If you stay in a relationship, or any relationship with a friend or a lover, and you always have one foot out of the door, there's no hope for a future. In the questions we ask, should I change my job? Should I stay in my relationship? Should I buy a new house? What should I do with my life? These are all pretty large decisions. For most people, they are. And we think it's so hard to make big decision, when really what's really, really hard is the indecision. And I have many, many clients who come to me who say they're stuck. Getting out of stuckness, moving forward, is a big deal for them. And when we work through their values and we base the decision on the values, because there's no right or wrong decisions, there's only decisions that are appropriate at that time according to your life values. So it's very important to know your life values. And I'll do another podcast on life values and priorities very soon. But all your decisions should be based on your values. And I'm going to ask yourself to be kind to yourself. And when you come to a fork in the road, don't be so strong in overanalyzing it. Be careful about saying things like, I've got an opportunity to create this new business venture, but, or I really want to get married and have children, but. And these are the thoughts that keep us on the same path of indecision. And one of the reasons we worry so much and wonder whether we're on the right track is we often see decisions as long-term, cast in concrete. And I get that. And some of them, well, are really. I mean, if you're choosing to get married, you're hoping it's going to be a long-term, permanent decision. But most of them aren't. Changing careers, changing jobs is not necessarily permanent. When we're driving in a car, most people relate to their decisions like hopping onto a road that's 5 years long with no exit. No roads, going off, no options, lots of traffic and lots of potholes. But I'm going to ask you to imagine if you think about making decisions as if you're on a beautiful, winding country road where there are exits every mile. There's charming restaurants from time to time. Frequent intersections. What if you had many paths on which to travel and which to choose? Then making the right decision becomes much less stressful because you can always change direction. And if you drive down a road like this or you plan your life like this, then you would only have to plan up to the next fork in the road. Now, there's no question there are some times you really do have to look forward. When you're making plans for your pension, for instance, or your RSP, or any plans that you have long-term for your children's university, no question, but even then they can change. Your choice does not have to be permanent. If they find that the path is not to your liking, you can always choose another. You can always move forward, always make decision. Movement in any direction is better than stagnation or indecision. And truly, if you sit on the fence, all you get is splinters. Looking forward to chatting with you next time. And you can always check in and check out the ebook, Dumping the Junk. That might help you move forward too. Looking forward.